There's an old superstition way down south. Everybody believes that trouble won't stay if you shake it away. When they hold a revival way down south, everybody with cares and troubles that day tries to shake it away. Shaking the blues away, unhappy news away. If you are blue, it's easy to shake off your cares and troubles. Telling the blues to go, they may refuse to go, but as a rule they'll go with you. Shake them away. A voodoo melody, they shake their bodies so, to and fro, with every shake, a lucky break, proving that there's a way to chase your cares away. If you would lose your weary blues, shake them away.
Happy Valentine's Day to y'all. What a pleasure to have me in the studio today. It's such a great day for love. Do I sound convinced? Let me tell you, that music puts you in the mood, and if it doesn't, you're dead. Monica Chapman is in some stellar company on her new album, P.S. I Love You, but the singer's voice is the real attraction here. There's a touch of the exotic in her tone, giving these standards and classics a life they've never had before. Listening is a big reward. Monica's new CD, P.S. I Love You, has now been released and has received some great enthusiasm and reviews and airplay on BBC, CBC, ABC, DEFG, Jazz FM 91, Worldwide. I mean, just all over the place. Monica released her new album in January 2015. titled P.S. I Love You on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon. It's all over the place. So let's just stop talking about her and get her to talk about her. Welcome to the studio, the one and only Monica Chapman. You are a great guest for our Valentine's Day special. It's fantastic.
It's such an honor, Drew.
It is an honor.
And such a beautiful occasion like Valentine's Day. Thank you.
Downtown Oakville is a beautiful location, let me tell you. If you've got a special someone and you want to walk around and spend lots of money on overpriced products, come to Oakville. Monica, you have something wrong with your voice. You have something wrong with your words.
What?
You're from another country. That means there's something wrong.
You got me worried there
for
a minute.
Where is this mellifluous accent from?
I'm Romanian. It's a conglomeration of many accents and languages. I was born in Romania, Bucharest. I grew up in Israel. We moved to Canada. When I was 9 and a half, we were in France. Like, I speak 5 languages.
You do not, do you?
Yeah.
How do you say I love you in, in French?
Je t'aime.
Okay, it's pretty simple. Yeah. How do you say it in Spanish?
I don't know Spanish that well.
How do you say it in the other 3 languages you know?
Te iubesc, that's in Romanian.
Say it again.
Te iubesc.
Te iubesc.
Te iubesc. Wow.
Te iubesc. Yeah, next.
In German, it's ich liebe dich.
Yeah, it just sounds profane. Okay.
Yeah.
And
in Hebrew, ani ohevet otach.
Whoa. You know, they have a lot of phlegm in that language.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I had a hard time, I'm telling you, when I came to Canada.
With English?
Yeah.
Getting rid of the phlegm? Because we don't need phlegm in our language.
There's no such. It's like you're clearing your throat.
Yeah. What? And do you find that most people notice that when you're up on stage? Like, do you have to sort of say, hey, every concert, do you say, hey, I'm from another country, or just do your thing?
Oh, no, because I've been working with Bill King, the great Bill King,
yeah.
who produced both albums, my debut jazz album. Now I forget the name of it because you got me so excited.
P.S. I Love You?
No, it was But Beautiful.
Oh. But Beautiful?
But Beautiful. my debut jazz album.
Beautiful.
And But Beautiful is a song that Billie Holiday sang, But
right.
Beautiful.
Right. Let's talk about influences,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Give me some musical influences.
Well, there's Sarah Vaughan and Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday.
Have you listened to these?
Nat King Cole.
Yeah. Have you listened to these folks your whole life or just recently? Or?
Oh, that's a good question, Drew. You're full of great questions. I come from classical musical theater background. My major was piano.
Uh-huh.
I have a university degree in piano, performance, and voice.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
They give university degrees for playing the piano?
I guess they do.
I got to get me one of those. And so classically trained, did you ever sing in any operettas?
Yeah.
Did you?
You're getting my brain so blank. The Toronto Operetta Theatre.
Right.
That was a real thrill.
Did you ever do any Gilbert and Sullivan?
No.
Really?
That was just one occasion for the operetta.
Oh,
I did
okay.
A lot of musical theatre. I love musical theatre, so
yeah.
I was in shows.
Like Broadway type shows.
Yeah. That was my first love.
Yeah. Can I talk about me for a
second? Oh, please.
I like talking about me. It's a spiritual gift of mine. I was in 3 operettas, except I can never remember the 3. So one was Mikado.
Uh-huh. Wow.
One was HMS Pinafore. And the 3rd one, I can never remember what it was. Mikado, HMS Pinafore. It might have been just 2, and I'm lying with 3. So anyway, I found that they are sort of the everyman's opera, right? Everyman's opera. That's what operettas are supposed to be sort of about, I think.
Yeah.
What about Oklahoma? Have you ever done that one?
Oh,
no.
Oklahoma.
No, not you, Tim.
Sorry.
Tim's singing in the background. Tim's just a girl who can't say no. What is, have you heard of, what's the name of that girl we had on, the girl who's in all the Broadway stuff, little short blonde girl.
Kristen Chenoweth.
Do you know?
Oh, she's great.
She's good, huh?
You had her?
Yeah.
I
on
love
the show.
Her. I love her.
Yeah, she's quite a fireball.
Yes.
4'2". Wait a minute, how tall are you?
5'4".
That's a normal height. I like that. Yeah. Who's the gentleman lurking in the hallway that's kind of watching us?
He's my biggest supporter, Larry, my husband, Larry Chapman.
Nice.
He got me into jazz because he has a family full of jazz, love for jazz and professional jazz musicians.
Nice. So he got you into it?
Yeah, like about 8 years ago, He said, stop with the musical theater.
No,
I mean, it's good, but, you know, you get to a certain point, a certain age where you kind of like, you move on.
Yeah.
The age thing, you know, the parts get scarce, you know. For 18-year-olds, I'm not 18 anymore.
You're not?
No.
No.
So anyways, he said, get into jazz. I think you have a voice that will fit really well.
Yeah.
So I hooked up with Bill King 5 years ago.
Right.
And
I bet you he still remembers that.
He educated me in jazz. Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan. He gave me books and books and books to read, bios, and listen. And he helped me with the transition.
Beautiful.
He helped me find my voice.
Beautiful, beautiful. It's nice when someone else can help you, guide you a little bit like that.
Because some people have trouble who come from opera, musical theater.
Yeah.
Like Mike Rayom said, it wasn't a problem for me, luckily. So Larry was right, because I had that swinging feel instinctively.
Uh-huh.
I had it in me. Someone had to bring it out of me.
Good, good. Well, thank you, Mr. King. That's for sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, why don't we do our first song? Introduce us to this gentleman who's sitting beside you playing a sweet little axe.
He's a new father, and he's a superb guitarist.
Well, hold on a second.
Nathan Hiltz.
I didn't know this, Nathan. A new daddy?
Just had a baby.
Well, congratulations,
girl.
Nathan Hiltz.
3 months old.
Yeah.
Three weeks old. Do you know she's born a day before my birthday?
Wow.
And her name is the same as my daughter. I mean, how cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And the baby has his beautiful eyes and his partner's. To me, it's the same. Wife, partner.
Sure.
Whoever you love, right?
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Nathan Hiltz. Hiltz, one of the best guitar players in the city. The guy's a jazz phenom. I've seen him perform many times. He's been on our show before. With another artist, but today he's in studio backing up Monica Chapman, who is about to sing. What's the song?
P.S. I Love You.
Beautiful.
That's the title track from my P.S. I Love You album released last year.
Beautiful. Here it is, folks, live on the Drew Marshall Show. Monica Chapman, Nathan Hiltz with P.S. I Love You.
Dear, I thought I'd drop a line. The weather's cool, the folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at 9. P.S. I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train? P.S. I love you. Write to the Browns just as soon as you're able. They came around to call. I burned a hole in the dining room table, and let me see, I guess that's all. Nothing else for me to say, and so I'll close. Oh, by the way, everybody's thinking of you. P.S. I love you. Wishes. I put a sign up, think got to buy us a new set of dishes, or wash the ones that have piled up in the sink. Nothing else to tell you, dear, except each day feels like a year. Every night I'm dreaming of you. P.S. I love you. Love you. Love you.
Beautiful stuff. Beautiful. Absolutely smooth and sexy. Monica Chapman, Nathan Hiltz, live on the Drew Marshall Show. And boy, I tell you, this is some good kind of Valentine's Day music. If this don't put you in the mood, again, you're dead. Monica, let's talk a little bit more about this CD, which I have in my hands. Monica Chapman, P.S. I Love You, featuring William. Now, who's William Sperandi? How do you say his name?
You haven't heard of William Sperandi?
No, and I feel like a loser now because you said it like that.
Oh, he's world-renowned.
I know.
The finest, one of the finest trumpeters in the country and world-renowned.
Yeah. I just don't know many trumpeters. I think I remember the guy from Earth, Wind & Fire. I remember B.B. King's trumpeter, but I don't remember. You know, I just don't know trumpeters' names.
And Nathan, he studied with somebody in New Orleans, somebody really famous.
Yeah? Harry Connick Jr.? No?
Someone like that. No.
Oh, okay.
Marcellus.
Oh, yeah?
Winter. Yeah.
All right, he's won a little respect. All right.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. we've got 10 tracks on this CD, and let me just tell everybody here that if you're listening right now, you want to go to our Facebook page, the Drew Marshall Show Facebook page. So that means you go to Facebook and type in the Drew Marshall Show. And if you like us today, because that's all we want is just to be liked, we will randomly pick a new liker from today's list of likers. Our social media intern Megs will keep track of our new likers today, and then we will send you the CD, just because that's the kind of people we are.
You know? I liked you.
Thank you, but you don't want your own CD to be sent to you, I don't think. Yeah, it's a little narcissistic. Hey, send me my own CD. Let's talk about Bill King and this whole CD. So, produced by the multi-talented Juno Award-winning producer, arranger, pianist Bill King, featuring world-renowned trumpeter William. How do you say his last name again?
Sperandi. He's Italian.
And honored also to have Dave Young on
bass.
On bass. Now, what kind of bass? A double bass, a stand-up bass, or the electric bass, or
no, a stand-up bass. Yeah. And he played. Do you know he played for Oscar Peterson's great trios? I mean. Oh, very fine.
That's a guy I wish I had had on the show. I said to B.B. King one time, who would you have liked to have played with that you haven't played with so far? Typical interview question. He said Oscar Peterson. That would have been a great interview,
yeah.
I think. Yeah. Now, as far as your career goes, what's a gig that we need to go to? What's a gig that's coming up? Is there something coming up that we can go watch you perform? Or
Homesmith Bar.
Okay, did you say Home Smith?
Home Smith Bar, okay. In the Old Mill, Toronto.
Ooh, okay. The Old Mill is a place where my father can afford to go to, but I can't.
it's not going to cost much.
No.
No, there's no cover.
Oh, nice.
You just come and enjoy yourself and eat what you want to eat. And,
nice.
And drink if you want to drink.
And when will you be performing there?
So I just got booked there with a quartet. Dave Young is one of them.
Okay.
And it's going to be Saturday, the prime night. So happy.
Excellent.
Saturday, May. Just got booked, so I got to remember. Saturday, May the 7th.
Okay, beautiful.
At 7:30 p.m.
Wow.
Another big one coming is that for the TD Jazz Festival at Lula Lounge, June 29th. And Nathan is playing with a
beautiful
full band. Nathan's the guitarist.
Yes.
Also, 120 Diner coming up sooner on in April the 17th.
Good.
And Nathan's going to be in there, too.
Lula Lounge. Can we stop talking about Nathan, please? I mean, it's just he gets enough credit as it is.
Okay. I guess I like Nathan as his guitar playing.
I've talked to a lot of people about Nathan, and I haven't met one person that doesn't
like him.
Yeah.
He's hard to not like.
Well, I could find something.
It's hard not. I meant to say it's hard not to like him.
Right.
See, it's Romanian's my fifth language, so I get in trouble sometimes, get things mixed up.
What are Romanians known for?
Mamaliga.
Excuse me? Is that a drink?
Polenta.
That sounds like placenta stew.
Polenta is a cornmeal.
Okay.
My father used to make it the old-fashioned way with a what do you call that pot made out of what material?
Marijuana.
No. And with a big stick, and he used to turn it like that, the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
My poor dad is no longer alive.
Oh.
But probably
wore his arm out doing that stuff. Hold on. Are Romanians not known? Where's the vampire culture come from? Wasn't it from Romania?
Transylvania.
Which is near?
Romania.
I was only born there. I don't remember the geography. I was three and a half.
What I'm trying to say subtly is, do you know any vampires?
I don't think so.
Nathan. Okay.
Well, that bites. Nathan is a vampire.
Yep. Daytime, though.
It's true. What are you doing?
It's unnatural light, though.
When was the last time you went to the old country? Back to the old country?
You know, I'm sad to say I haven't been back. I was three and a half when we left, and it was a hard time politically. So I don't think my parents were too keen on going back.
No. So you've never been back?
But I'd like to.
Yes.
Now in my married life.
Yes.
With two kids,
I think you should tour.
I'd love to go.
Yeah.
Oh, and I want to tour.
Could you speak the language? No worries, the whole thing?
Vorbesc foarte bine în românește. Sure. I speak fluently in Romanian.
She said fart.
I heard fart.
I heard fart.
That's all I heard was fart.
No. I got a lot in trouble with Romanian when we first came to Canada. I said, Mama, de ce faci asta? Nu vreau să fac asta.
Yeah.
So a man in the elevator said, that's a very nice way to talk to your mother.
Yeah, no.
But I wasn't swearing. It's another language.
Yes, yeah.
Then I learned that I gotta substitute for the word F. I gotta substitute another word.
Yeah.
But F means to do in Romanian.
Right. Live in the studio is Monica Chapman and Nathan Hiltz on guitar. Monica, what song are we doing now?
We're going to do something that I sang on. Actually, I didn't sing this one, but do you know I was at Birdland on Broadway and I brought the house down?
Nice.
Last year.
Well done.
So I'm going to go back.
Okay.
And the salon, that was the highlight of my career.
I guess so.
Oh, my God.
Good for you.
Sorry, I don't mean to show off. It was the most exciting experience and I wasn't nervous.
Really?
I just felt like ready, you know?
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, so this song is called?
A Foggy Day. It's coming on my new album that will be released around June, if all goes well. I'm sure it will be ready by then. And we're in process of recording it. I've finished my vocals. Nathan finished his tracks.
Beautiful.
And we're waiting for the horns next month.
Yes, always waiting on those horns, I tell you. All right, well, listen, again, performing live on the Drew Marshall Show, Monica Chapman with Nathan Hiltz on guitar, and the song is A Foggy Day.
A foggy day in London town had me low and had me down. I've the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed, for suddenly I saw you there. And through foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere. A foggy day in London town had me low and had me down. The morning with much alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed, for suddenly I saw you there. London town, the sun was shining everywhere. had me low and had me down. I view the morning with such alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and in foggy London town the sun was shining. Foggy London town the sun was shining, and in foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere.
Monica Chapman and Nathan Hiltz on the Drew Marshall Show. Well, very well done. Boy, you know what I just realized is that you guys actually have pretty relaxed chemistry with each other, and it's something that I'm seeing less and less of. And I don't know how much you've worked together, but it's not often you can see people make shifts and moves and subtle tweaks with things just along the fly. You know what I mean? Without kind of losing their brains over everything as well, you know?
Nathan and I have worked a lot together.
Right?
Yeah, and it's jazz after all.
Right? Yeah, it is jazz, yeah. You should be able to improvise like crazy, yeah.
And I'm learning a lot from Nathan, you know, about jazz.
Are you?
Yeah.
Who, do you remember being at a concert yourself where you were just moved emotionally? Monica, what was something that you watched, somebody you watched perform that you were just moved?
Uh-oh.
Maybe nothing.
When I first came to Canada, I saw The Sound of Music, and that moved me to no end with Julie Andrews, and I watched it 7 times in the theater.
Right.
I asked and begged my mom to just drop me off if you don't want to stay with me the 7th time.
Yeah.
So she dropped me off and then picked me up.
Yeah. I was the same way with Saw.
Yeah.
It's just a horrible, horrible movie. It's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
Are you expecting any kind of something from your husband at all there? Any kind of candies or flowers or dinner or something, go out? Or do you have any expectations? Because I wonder.
We're going to go out to a lovely romantic dinner.
Are you at the mill? You get a deal there probably.
Well, I'll tell you.
The old mill?
He got some Christmas tickets for the keg, and I love the keg.
Beautiful.
Like he got as a gift from his second.
You might have to make reservations at the keg on Valentine's
Day. Why didn't you reserve yet, Ler?
I just threw my brother under the bus. Sorry, buddy. Sorry about that. I want to know the love story. How did you two meet?
You won't believe this.
Christian Mingle.
It was a blind date. We were set up by a mutual good friend of ours.
Yeah.
And when the friend called me, he said, "Oh, this is it." And he told Larry the same thing. "This is it." I said, "You're out of your mind. This is not it. I got to see it to believe it." But then when I opened the door, that was it.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, it was like there was something there.
Well, being from Transylvania, it was love at first bite, I'm sure.
Larry's killing himself. He has to go pee-pee soon. Look at him, he's killing himself.
I like it when people with accents say pee-pee. It's fun. How long did you date?
6 months.
Okay.
Because you either know or you don't.
Right.
And we knew that that was it.
Yeah.
And we didn't have time to fart around. You know?
Yeah, I know. Listen.
She's speaking Romanian again.
Yeah, she's using Romanian. Tell us.
So I don't like boala lungă, moarte sigură. In Romania, that means it loses its translation. But boala lungă, I got it pounded in my head since I was little for my family, my grandmother, my mom.
Yeah.
Boala lungă means if it's a long illness, you're sure to be dead.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
A sure death from a long illness.
Yeah.
So I didn't believe in long dates, long dating, like years and years.
Get her done.
After 6 months, you know or you don't know.
Yeah.
We knew, so let's get the show on the road. And a year later, we got married.
Beautiful. And tell me, was there a proposal? Did you go to the keg?
No. There was such a romantic proposal.
Yeah?
But I'm not going to tell you where he proposed.
Why?
Am I allowed? There. He took me to his apartment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, brown chicken, brown cow.
And he bought me beautiful roses.
Nice.
And then he brought the ammunition out. He brought
the ring.
The ring. And
otherwise known as ammunition. I've never heard it described as that. That's great.
No, I have a vivid imagination.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm very visual.
Yes.
And when I saw it, I go, oh, my God. Wow. And the ring flew up in the air. And then
you knocked the ring out of his hands?
No, because I was so surprised and I was so happy.
Yeah. Good for you.
So we had to go under the bed and find it.
Whoa. We don't want to know anymore. We don't want to know anymore. Once you start talking about the B word.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, that's... And you have children, apparently.
We have two kids.
Yes.
A boy and a girl.
Which one do you love more?
There's no such thing as love more.
No.
You love each in their own way.
But one of them you like more.
I don't.
No?
I love each of them. Okay. Even though the girl gave me a hard time in her teen years, but that's normal. Girls are the hardest. I don't want to scare Nathan, but girls are, I think, harder than boys.
In the teen years.
to
know why?
Yeah.
Because they
have hormones.
They have brain damage. They do. Bill Cosby said, I guess nobody can make Bill Cosby references anymore. Okay. So why don't we do another song?
Sure.
Can we do another? And is this going to be another love song?
Yes. Or all of them. Love song is my specialty.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and this song is recorded on my new album. Do you know what the new album's name will be?
Love songs?
No, it's going to be Small World.
Because
I also sing that song, and you know, I come from musical theater.
Yeah.
I love Broadway, and Small World always
touched. Have you been to Disney World?
Yes.
Did you go on the Small World ride?
Did we? Yes,
yeah.
We did.
It's the most boring ride in the entire place.
Was it boring?
But everybody, yeah, it's this, and you sit in a boat in this chlorinated nasty water, and it moves slower
on
than
a boat.
Slower than no, wrong song, Tim.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, wrong song. All right. Anyway, sorry. What song are we singing?
Orange Colored Sky.
Ooh.
I love Natalie Cole's rendition, and I knew I had to record it. Sadly, she passed away.
Yeah.
But this is to honor her.
Beautiful. Again, live in the Drew Marshall Show, Monica Chapman and Nathan Hiltz on guitar.
I was walking along, minding my business, when out of the orange-colored sky, flash, bam, alakazam, wonderful you came by. I was humming a tune, drinking in sunshine, when out of that orange-colored view, wham, bam, alakazam, I got a look at you. One look and I yell, timber, watch out for flying glass. Cause the ceiling fell in and the bottom fell out. I went into his bin and I started to shout, I've been hit. This is it, this is it. I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. Flash, bam, alakazam, out of the orange colored sky. Started to shout, I've been hit. This is it, this is it. I was walking along, minding my business, when love came and hit me in the eye. Flash, bam, alakazam, out of the orange colored purple stripes, pretty green polka dot sky. Flash, bam, alakazam. The sky.
Yes. Oh, so far that was my favorite. I like that one a lot.
Thank you.
You know, you've got this really great ability to, well, to do many things, but first of all, I want to talk about your sustain. You have a very clear and powerful sustain. It's and you stay on it. And
that was my opera training.
Yeah, that's theater. What I was thinking. Right. Now let's go into the musical theater side of things. And I was thinking about the fact that musical theater, when you're throwing out lyrics, sometimes they have to be quick. And you just gave us a good representation of quick lyrics in that song. And was that a struggle for you, coming from where you came from, having, you know, English as your fifth language? To kind of, I mean, you just rip through those words really clear.
Well,
and crisp.
I worked my butt off.
Yeah.
You work it slowly, and I worked hard, and no, it didn't take long.
No, but the elocution that you have is remarkable, well, considering
Bill
English is your fifth.
Bill's such a great coach.
Right.
Bill and the engineer Mike Haas. I love working with the two of them together.
Yeah.
What a great team.
Yeah.
And they make sure that I pronounce every word, because when you record and play on the radio, you can't say it wrong.
No, no. Or, you can't use those words that we were talking about earlier.
And some words are really hard for me, like with the R.
Yes.
Fruit and R words, you know.
Right.
R.
Yeah. Say fruit again.
Fruit. That's hell for me.
It is. You sound almost like Barbara Walters there.
Yeah, so Mike was teaching me, say, like a little kid, fruit. Fruit was not a word in any of my lyrics, but you get the idea.
I sure do, yeah.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Say that.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? Reindeer?
Nice.
Yeah.
Reindeer. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, it is. It's very interesting. I love whoever did that. Who was the guy from CBC Radio said the singer's voice is the real attraction here. There's a touch of the exotic in her tone.
Oh, God bless him. Mark Rayome. He's the head of the CBC.
Wow.
And everything has to go past him. And if he doesn't give you the green light.
Yeah, forget
it. If it's thumbs up.
He'll Simon Cowell you.
Yeah.
All right. Monica Chapman, P.S. I Love You is the album. We're giving a copy of this album away on our Facebook page. If you go to the Drew Marshall Show Facebook page and like us today, you got to be a new liker. That doesn't mean unlike us and then like us again. That's just cheating. If you are a new liker, then we'll send this to you. But you got to be in Canada. We're not mailing this to Australia or whatever. And they can get this CD on your website or
iTunes, CD Baby,
the usual places.
Gregorian in Yorkville,
right.
Natalia Gregorian.
Kijiji.
Yeah, no. Everything, you know.
I'll have a copy later on Kijiji myself, folks. You can buy that inexpensively there. Lots of dates coming up. The website is monicachapman.net. Monicachapman.net.
It's not updated yet. I keep after my web manager. She's so busy.
Yeah.
I said, please put on the upcoming news shows. Please hurry up.
Yes, I did notice that. I was, and we posted a video of you. You were playing at a club. You were playing at Hughes Room.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Nathan, you were part of that too.
Yeah.
That's a
great
thrill.
Listening room. Actually, I'm going to be heading down there on Tuesday for Jane Harbury's Discovery series. She's got some new artists that we're going to go check out, so
great.
It'll be good.
I sang a French song. One of the songs was from my debut album, but beautiful.
Uh-huh.
L'amour le vrai.
See that right there. Say that again. Do
L'amour le vrai.
Oh.
You got the R's there. You can hear
the R's. Why can you do the R's there?
Because in French, you it's R.
All right, it's like almost phlegm.
It's easy for me.
Yeah.
Because that's the accent that comes easily. I grew up with it.
Right.
You know,
what about roll up
except Romanian, you roll it up, and that's hard for me.
What about roll up the rim to win? Can you say that?
Roll up the rim to win?
Now say it the way they say it in the commercials. Roll up the rim to win.
Oh, I can't do it in a Scottish accent.
It's hard. It really
roll up the rim to win.
You did it!
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, Monica Chapman on the Drew Marshall Show. Knocking it out of the park. Okay, time for one last song.
Oh, okay.
What is the song we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen? Again, Monica Chapman is the website, monicachapman.net. Monicachapman.net, and that's who you've been listening to. Nathan Hiltz also in studio, one of Toronto's premier jazz guitarists. I think the last time I saw you, Nathan, you were at... you probably didn't see me there because I snuck in. You know, it's easy for me to sneak into places.
We started writing some songs together. I'd like to continue.
Yeah, you would?
He's a great.
Yeah, if you got the cash, he's got the time. He's got kid now, right? So, you got
I just had a lot on my plate, so that's on the back burner.
Why can't I think of the name? of this place. It's just on Queen Street, the other side of... Doesn't matter. You ever been there? The other side of it doesn't matter?
The Rex, maybe?
That's it! That's exactly where it was.
Someone's been to It Doesn't Matter many times.
It's a good name for a song, though. The other side of it doesn't matter.
Sorry, don't film this. But
yeah, don't. She's adjusting her straps.
Okay? I wasn't
You're filming it. What kind of a creeper are
wait,
you,
wait,
Tim?
Wait, I don't know. I won't tell you.
No, we don't want to know. All right, let's get out of this and get into a song.
What's in Romanian? It'll be fine.
What's this song called?
Actually, my accent in Romanian is not a Romanian accent either.
No.
This song is called Piel Canela.
Beautiful.
I fell in love with this song when I heard Linda Ronstadt sing it,
yes.
Her rendition,
mm-hmm.
And I recorded it on my new album, coming out in June.
Beautiful. Again, live, her last song today on The Drew Marshall Show, Monica Chapman, accompanied by Nathan Hiltz.
Que se quede el infinito sin estrellas, o que pierda el ancho mar su inmensidad, pero el negro de tus ojos que no muera, y el canela de tu piel se quede igual. Si perdiera el arco iris su belleza, y las flores su perfume y su color, no sería tan inmensa mi tristeza como aquella de quedarme sin tu amor. Me importas tú y tú y tú y solamente tú y tú y tú. Me importas tú y tú y tú y nadie más que tú. Ojos negros, piel canela, que me llegan a desesperar. Me importas tú y tú y tú y solamente tú y tú y tú. Me importas tú y tú y tú y nadie más que tú. Solamente tú y tú y tú me importas tú y tú y tú y nadie más que tú. Ojos negros, piel canela, que me llegan a desesperar. Me importas tú y tú y tú y solamente tú y tú y tú me importas tú y tú y tú y nadie más que tú. Y nadie más que tú. Y nadie más que tú.
Monica Chapman and Nathan Hiltz killing it here in studio. Very, very well done. What a pleasure to have both of you here. It has been such an honor. Thank you for joining us. This has been some beautiful Valentine's Day music. So thank you, Monica. Nathan,
you.
Again, always, as always. And we look forward to having you back sometime just to showcase some of your stuff, maybe, you know?
Sure. It,
once in a while, it needs to be about you, Nathan.
Why not?
You can't be just Mr. Canadian, yeah. Mr. I'm okay with bronze.
I think he's getting a new CD coming out.
I've heard, yes. We're gonna see if we can work something out. So, great. Monica, again, thank you so much. MonicaChapman.net. MonicaChapman.net is the name of the website, and the latest CD is P.S. I Love You. So much more on The Drew Marshall Show. Stay with us.
As a child, I ran wild when a band played. How I ran hand to that man when his hands swayed. Clarinets were my pets, and the sly trombone I thought was simply divine. But today, when they play, I could hiss them. Every bar is a jar to my system. But there's one musical instrument that I call mine. I love a piano. I love a piano. I love to hear somebody play. Upon a piano, a grand piano, it simply carries me away. I grow cold as an old piece of marble. I allude to the crude little party singer who don't know when to pause. At her best, I detest the soprano, but I run to the one at the piano. I always love the accompaniment.